This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere, online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you believe the Eagles are already an elite team? This year's Eagles, 61.5% say yes, 38.5% say not yet.
I can't remember. Is that going down?
It's going down.
Right. We were 65, right?
Yep. Jack, you want to do our picks? Let's do our picks for the weekend. What happened last week, Jack?
All right, so Ike went 0-4.
Oh.
After he was on a heater.
I was.
And I got too excited.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he went 0-4, and then Spike and I both went 2-2.
Okay. Jack, you want to go first? Because I didn't put mine in my sheet.
Oh, that's good. So
I got it. No, it was in my main sheet, sheet.
All right. So I'm taking the Rams -4.5 against the Niners. The Niners are a little smoke and mirrors. Now they run into an actually good team. You know, I think enough people with the record, I think they'll be on the Niners. I'll take the Rams -4.5. I'm taking the Lions -8.5 against Washington. So last year, Lions lost in the playoffs to the Commanders. I think they have something for them this time around. And I feel like they lay the score up on them, too. Like, they run the score up on the Commanders.
I forgot about the playoff loss. Yep. Yeah, you're right.
And then I'm thinking,
where's that game at, real quick?
It's in Washington,
I believe. It is in Washington? Okay.
I believe it's in Washington. And then I'm taking the Chargers -2.5 against the Steelers. Steelers still stink.
There you go. Back to the Chargers.
Chargers kind of showing me something.
You love betting the Chargers and betting against the Steelers.
Yeah. Well, I bet on the Steelers last week. I had them +3 against the Colts, but that was a one-time thing with the Steelers.
Okay. All right. So I also have the Rams -4.5 against the 49ers. Brock Purdy is not going to play again. It seems like he re-aggravated his turf toe, and they are so decimated by injuries, the 49ers are. I know that they are it's a division game and they're at home, but I'll take the Rams laying the 4.5. I'm going to take the Texans +1 at home against the Jags. The Jags are frauds. Now, the Texans are also frauds, but, like, I don't know how the Jags are winning, and that Texans defense is still good. So give me the home dog there. Give me the Texans plus one against the Jags. I'm going to take the Bucs minus 2.5 against the Patriots. I don't know why. The Bucs honestly have without Bucky Irving, their run defense has been their run offense has been very bad, and the pass the run defense for the Patriots has been good, but that 2.5, I don't know, seems like it should be even closer. Line telling me something there, so I'm going to take the Bucs minus 2.5 against the Patriots.
I like that. I'm going to start off with that as well, Spike Lee. I'm going to take the Bucs minus 2.5 versus the Pats. Love me some Drake May. Ah, they get a rude awakening this week. Bucs coming off a bye week, and they're at home. They're waiting on this game. Bucs looking to reestablish themselves as a true contender. I like the Bucs minus 2.5 at home. And I'm also going to take the Colts to bounce back. I didn't know what to do with this game. I almost wanted to take the Falcons plus the points, but I'm going to take the Colts minus 6.5 at home against the Falcons. They didn't like that loss last week to Pittsburgh. That didn't look like the Colts that we've seen all year. They get home. Jonathan Taylor gets running. Sauce Gardner makes his debut in Indy. Give me the Colts. And then I'm going to take the Vikings plus 4.5.
Really?
Over the Ravens.
Really?
Yeah. Vikings at home. Not sure if I'm all in on the Ravens being back just yet. Not quite sure. They may win the game, but I think it's a field goal game. So I'll take the Vikings at home getting 4.5.
I was surprised that Costa went Ravens, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
That's a very public side right now from what I looked at. A lot of the public on the Ravens. All right, and we'll give you our Eagles picks on Monday before the game. Now, of course, on the WFP afternoon show, we monitor the Eagles Insider of the Year. But on WFAN, on the afternoon show there, we may have a candidate for the Giants Insider of the Year in WFAN host Sean Morash said, what's that?
Well, he usually is known for like booping his pants on the air.
Yes.
And now he's getting big Giants scoops.
Well,
what are we doing? Sean on?
What's that?
Wasn't he on with us?
Sean was on here. Yeah. Sean
was
is the biggest
Knicks series.
Yeah, probably.
The Knicks series.
Sean is the biggest Giants fan I ever met in my life.
Okay.
And he does two podcasts. He does one for Odyssey. He does one for John Boy. He's part of that afternoon show. Yeah, Sean is usually like the guy that drives everybody crazy on the internet, does something silly, whatever.
Right.
But even after he said what he said here, I went snooping behind the scenes. I was like, does Sean really have that? And I heard Sean really has it. So here's what Sean said yesterday. So the interesting part of that is that the idea that they might fire Daboll and not fire Shane.
Right.
Because everybody seems to think that they're sort of like a package.
Right.
They
both came from Buffalo, right?
Yes.
At the same time,
they did. Yeah. The interesting thing about Shane is at this point, when you start looking at there are players on the team.
Yeah, he's drafted good players. Yeah.
You know, he drafted Scadaboo, drafted Dart. Tyrone Tracy's a
Neighbors.
Good, Neighbors.
And he took Neighbors. Did Neighbors go before Marvin Harrison Jr.?
No, I think he went after him.
Okay.
Yeah.
But people were saying that Neighbors was the better receiver.
So Neighbors, good. Their offensive line finally sort of normal right now. And he's built on the defensive side of the ball.
You got Carter.
A lot of players.
Yep,
you got Brian Burns.
You got Burns.
You know, Thibodeau. So I guess you could talk yourself into Shane if you wanted to, but congratulations to Sean you would imagine now Daboll is dead man walking now. I almost think it now you have to, if that really happened and the locker room believes that happened, you almost have to fire him during the year or it just melts down to nothing.
Well, and Daboll certainly knows.
He has to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if, dude, I keep saying it, he's going to get Jackson Dart killed.
Like, yeah, the quarterback draws.
When you're down by 20 points, you have to, at this point in the year, you just have to make sure that guy doesn't have a career-ending injury.
You almost need somebody to step in and tell him, stop running that play.
Yes. You're fired.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, because, I mean, he's their future. Like, Dart is their future.
And that's the danger of keeping Daboll.
Yes.
Because he's trying to win football games.
Yes. Yeah. Fighting for his job. You know, I can do it. I can do it. I would, if I was a Giants fan, and first of all, I'd be thrilled that they have Jackson Dart, because obviously that guy's good. I'd be terrified of Brian Daboll coaching that guy. You had Jackson Dart.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
The quarterback big board.
I know. Yes. Well, you don't do a big board.
I know. I'm just saying.
Yes.
I wasn't a huge fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought he was like trying too hard to be like a Johnny Manziel knockoff.
Yeah, but he's got some swag. That's
better than Johnny Manziel.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Definitely.
Locker room loves him, you know, seems like. You
I still can't get a read on J.J. McCarthy. Like, he's some of the videos are pretty cringeworthy.
It's like Harry High School, the way he acts.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, it seems he screams of Tebow.
Yeah, a little Tebow.
Yeah, no, a little Tebow. You're that fired up?
Yeah. Now I got to make sure I suppressed
your love for Jackson Dart.
Yeah, because he's a damn Giant, and it's twice a year.
Well, you respect football.
Yes.
That's what people want.
This show is a QB safe space.
Yes. Just real opinions on quarterbacks.
If we see quarterbacks we like.
It's not as honest as Fritz at Six, which is the most honest hour of radio on the station, but it's pretty honest.
You know, if you like Baker Mayfield, you have a couple of Baker Mayfield t-shirts. You're not going to get in trouble for that.
I'm definitely not getting a Jackson Dart t-shirt.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
Yeah, Ike shows up in his Jackson Dart shirt.
That's not happening.
And a Sixers note out of practice today, two injury notes. So the first one is the most Sixers thing of all time, is that Dominic Barlow is going to be reevaluated by a surgeon next week. He's out of both these games. Again, he went out with a laceration nobody saw happen. Now, it doesn't mean it did. I'm not doubting that it happened. But there was a picture of him in a giant elbow brace.
Right.
Apparently, like, the way the cut happened or how deep it was, he couldn't even move. He wasn't allowed to move the arm or it wouldn't heal the right way. So he's out of these two games this weekend, then he'll be reevaluated. They play Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday.
It just dawned on me, and not to you like illustrated there, you were demonstrating with your arm. Is this not a basketball injury?
No, it happened during the game.
Yeah.
It happened in the home opener, or maybe it didn't, but it was after the game that they said it. So I don't, maybe walked into something. You know, I don't know. You're in a building where there's things jutting out of places.
You're saying laceration. I'm like, his elbow, how the hell did he, did he hit somebody in the mouth?
I don't remember him leaving the game with a cut.
Right.
Like, maybe it happened, but I watch every minute of all the games. I don't remember that happening. I wonder.
The game in Boston, the first game.
No, I think it was the home opener here.
Oh, okay, home opener, okay.
So I just, and he was a big help. You know, Jabari Walker's done fine in his place, but he was a great rebounder. He's on a two-way, by the way, which is amazing. They're going to have to make that a regular contract or he can't play. The games are going to need him to play. I do wonder, now that you say that, you know, you walk through that arena and you go through the tunnel. There's stuff everywhere. Yeah. You know, the stuff jutting out everywhere.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Who knows? You walk by
something quick
and it cuts you deep, you know, a piece of metal
or
something.
That's what it seems like,
So here's the funnier one, is that Paul George is also going to meet with his doctors after this weekend to determine his best course moving forward.
Wow.
Now, Paul George had a scope in July on his knee. This was not meniscus surgery. He had a scope on his knee.
Yeah.
He has been playing full practice.
That's what gets me.
For a month. And I'll keep saying this. If the guy's hurt, he's hurt. Whatever. But if he's practicing fully, and the other thing is I know people don't want to see him, but he would be helpful, and he is making $50 million.
That's the thing, yeah.
It would be nice to, you know,
What we got.
Yeah, see if he can play at all.
Yeah.
There's something fishy.
Something doesn't make sense there.
There's something fishy. And I don't get the sense that it is an injury fishiness. We've had a lot of injury fishiness with the Sixers. I do not think they're hiding some sort of injury. There's something fishy with him not playing. He's not doing his podcast. I don't think he's doesn't like it here. He hates it. There's something fishy.
And Draymond called him out for quitting his podcast. You see that?
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Draymond, who works for us now.
Yeah. He said, you don't give up on tough times with the podcast and creating content or something like that.
Well.
Like, relax, Draymond.
Yeah. Well, and you're playing, Draymond.
Yeah.
I can respect PG not doing it when you're not, because that's just going to bring more negative attention.
Sure. Yeah, he can't do it.
Yeah, now. He's not playing.
He did stop it in July, but he stopped it right around maybe when he hurt his knee. I wonder, I didn't think this.
Getting traded?
I think there's a 50-50 chance Paul George isn't on the Sixers at the end of the year.
What? End of this calendar year?
No, end of the season.
Oh, end of the season.
Because I don't know. Maybe it's traded. Maybe they
buy him out.
Well, they could. What the Blazers or the Bucks did with Lillard is they just stretched it. So what you do is you cut him, and you can make the contract count over twice the year. So it's only half the
cap hit.
The cap hit.
Yeah.
And you know, if you can't trade him, you end up with this decision where, do we want to give up a first round pick to get rid of him? Or do we just want to live with the cap issue and not have to give up a pick? And I don't know.
Mm.
And then he's only counting $25 million against the cap instead of $50 million
right.
against the cap. I don't know. My
interesting.
This is like my spidey sense tells me there's something weird going on here.
Well, something certainly doesn't make sense if you're practicing 5-on-5 for a month. You know, I still remember when we got the news that he and Joel Embiid were practicing 5-on-5. Embiid was out there.
Yeah.
He came out there for the damn preseason game.
Yes.
By the way, like, I haven't seen, by the way, not going to be wrong, you watch a lot more closer than I do. Is Paul George on the bench?
He has been.
He has been at the games?
I don't know if it's been every single game, but I've seen Paul George on the bench.
But you've seen him, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And apparently he looks good in practice. The players have said he looks good in practice.
That's even better. Yeah, great. He looks like he can play.
There's just something fishy going on there. I can't get an answer.
Gotta get a treat.
Yeah, I don't know.
I kind of want to see him play.
I want to see
Paul George was a good player 2 years ago.
Stand in the corner and hit threes at least. I mean, yeah, he was a really good player 2 years ago.
I mean, Dr. J took his shoes off in his house.
Yes. Come on. All right. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all nighters to all time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, that was awesome.
Dude, we got to buy Corey a new phone.
I wouldn't expect a DVL there either.
What's that?
I said, I wouldn't expect. Was that battle?
Yeah, he just put a submarine filter on it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Why?
I'm just saying, I can't tell what's happening around here, man.
Yeah, the Corey phone thing, he's too good a caller to have the beeps in there.
Right.
I can't concentrate when the beeps are happening. There's so many beeps.
And now we all hear it.
Yeah.
Which you can't ignore. Now we're listening for it.
No, and especially when he's being passionate, I can't even take him serious sometimes because of the beeps. Just the beep, stop. Go listen to it. You said he heard it, right?
Yeah. Called the other night, it was only one beep, so we thought it might have been in the clear. But it was back today.
He's got to upgrade the phone. He's got to upgrade the phone.
We got to find out what service provider he's on.
Yeah.
And then we'll upgrade him.
Yeah. Get with Verizon.
Yeah. What's next?
Got to watch the guy put the dishwasher in.
Yep. Yeah, put it there.
Where does he think it's going to go?
Exactly where the other one went.
Yeah, exactly.
Take the other one out.
Yeah, and put this
that one
in. Yeah.
Got the kids do that.
Yeah.
And by the way, about a 30-minute process.
Oh, it's not long at all. It's
yes, yeah.
Put it in there, hook up the water, make sure it works.
I would rather he said, I just didn't feel like coming in today.
Yeah.
Well, that's the truth.
Yeah, stop lying to me.
He's never going to miss another day.
No.
Yep.
Yep.
Seriously.
This is the piranha tank right here. What's next? That part's got to stop. I haven't brought up Biscopo at all. I don't want to be known as the Episcopal guy.
Biscopo, Syracuse, USC.
Yeah, yeah.
Shoplifter.
Elitist.
I didn't even want to go to Episcopal. My parents made me go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
What's next?
Yep.
Oh, man. What's next? Did you hear that when he said that?
What did he say?
He goes, yeah, I watched a tape. It's not something I heard on some sports radio show.
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, hold on.
You're on a sports radio show.
You're on WIP earlier this week.
Yeah, that's what we're
doing. Oh, you're right. I did hear that, man. Yeah, Jaws was, yeah.
Dude, he was on one today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like,
yeah. He's like, I watched the tape.
Yeah, I watched the tape. Jalen's playing unbelievable.
Yeah. And he was also just directing the questions. He goes, he was saying the first thing. He's like, and I'm going to talk about Jalen in a second. Listen. Bye. All right.
Get comfortable.
Yeah. What's next?
Na, 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 na. Pat's line.
Rhodes is in tonight.
Yeah, yeah. You should listen and understand that he's several levels below what I do.
And critique him, too.
Yeah.
You know what people should do? Call in and tell
him. No, don't do that. Don't do that. His man's about to come on the air for 4 hours on a Friday night. Do not do that to his show.
215-592-9494. Just so we know how we're setting up, we do the Go Birds thing on Monday, right? Not today.
Yeah, I don't even have it ready to go.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, come on.
All right. Well, we will talk to you Monday, game day. Enjoy your weekend. Eagles-free weekend.
How about that?
Stress-free weekend.
Who's going apple picking?
Are you doing it again?
No, I don't know what we're doing.
Okay. All right.
We'll see.
All right. We will talk to you Monday. Thank you for listening as always. And remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.